Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God that we consider as the basis of our meditation today as we begin our 182nd academic year has been caused by the Holy Spirit to be recorded in the book of Hebrews, where we read in the 13th chapter, the 8th verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the words I have heard expressed recently, quite a bit, is the word unprecedented. It's been used in reference to the coronavirus fairly often. And that's a pretty strong claim to say that something is unprecedented. It means that it has never happened before. There's never been anything like this before. If you could go back in time to visit with those who experienced the chaos following the incident of the Tower of Babel, and you were to tell them about this unprecedented virus, I imagine they might say to you, "Unprecedented? We'll tell you about something unprecedented." Or if you were to go back to the time of Noah and make the same observation to him following the flood, he might very well say, "Unprecedented. I will tell you about unprecedented." Or if you would visit the Israelites on the first morning that they discovered manna on the ground, or perhaps if you could visit Nebuchadnezzar at that moment when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked out of the fiery furnace, I think you might hear people tell you about something unprecedented. Well, I don't really want to debate about whether this coronavirus is unprecedented or not, but I can pretty much guarantee you that something unprecedented will come along next year and the year after that. If there is one thing in life it is that can be depended on, it is that things are always changing. A couple of months ago, I was in the process of moving from St. Louis to Minnesota, a huge change for us. We'd lived here for 22 years. Now we were going to live in Minnesota. Then just 2 or 3 days after I had moved, I was asked to serve as interim president here at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. So, from Minnesota, back to St. Louis and to this campus. Another huge change. Change is constant. It is not unprecedented. It is absolutely predictable. The stock market will not go up forever. The New England Patriots will not win the Super Bowl every year. The unbearable heat and humidity of St. Louis will eventually change. For the better, I might add. When you grow old, you will develop ailments that you never had before. Your body will change, and your grandchildren will grow up, and they'll get married, and they'll have children of their own, and the composition of your family will change. Nations will fall. Leaders will die. People will get fired. Marriages will be wrecked. And we will have a new president of our country in 2 months or in 4 years. If there is one thing in this world that never changes, it is that things are always changing. Good night. I moved into 3 Seminary Terrace, and I had no sooner arrived there than I was informed the address had changed. Change is inevitable. It's constant. It's all around us. But one thing never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus does not change. What does that mean? First of all, this statement can certainly be seen as an affirmation of Jesus' deity. It tells us who he is. In Malachi 3:6, God says, "For I, the Lord, do not change." In James 1:17, James says about the Father of lights that in him there is no variation or shadow due to change. Thus, when the writer to the Hebrews says about Jesus that he is the same yesterday and today and forever, this is to declare that Jesus is one with the Father, that Jesus is God. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus says, but my words will not pass away. They do not change. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Earlier in the book to the Hebrews, we read these words about the Son. You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. You are the same, and your years will have no end. Jesus is the Creator. Jesus is God. But we need to know more than just who Jesus is. We need to know also who he is for us. Because there is something else that never changes, and that is the human condition. There may be advances in the medical field, in technology, in space exploration, and in many other areas of human study, but there are no advances in the standing of the human being before God. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That's you. That's me. That's everybody. And you in particular who are listening this day to the Word of God, you are certainly no exception. And you know that. We need help, every one of us. And to know that Jesus is God is not particularly helpful if we do not know that he is God for me. As we begin a new academic year and commit ourselves to teaching and learning that we may teach others, we need to know that there is a point to all of this study. And there is no point to all of this study unless we know that Jesus is the same for Abraham, for Moses, for Peter, for Mary, for Luther, for Walther, for you, and for me. And this is the precise point that our text is making. He is the same for us as he was for them, and as he will be for all, forever. And so we move from the topic of who Jesus is to the topic of what he has done, because it is in his doing that we discover who he is for us. In the first chapter of this letter to the Hebrews, we're told that Jesus made purification for sins. In the second chapter, we're told that he took on flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. In this same chapter, we read that he had to be made like his brothers in every respect to make propitiation for the sins of the people. In the fourth chapter, we read that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted, as we are, yet without sin. In the fifth chapter, we learn that he was a son who learned obedience through what he suffered, and that he was made perfect and became the source of eternal salvation. In the seventh chapter, we read that he was a high priest who was holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who offered himself up once for all, and for that reason he is able to save us as he always lives to make intercession for us. And so it goes throughout the entire book of Hebrews, as the writer paints for us a magnificent picture of what our Savior Jesus has done for us. The mighty God himself took on flesh and blood, lived a perfect life for us, was tempted for us, offered himself up and was sacrificed for us, died for us in order to atone for us for all our sin. And now he intercedes for us at the throne of the Father in heaven. Yes, after all he has done, he intercedes for us forever. And so it is that in his doing, we discover who Jesus is for us. And this is the message that leads us into the new academic year. It's a powerful message. It is a magnificent message. But it is not a new message. You see, this Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, and today, and forever. The faith that lives in you and me is the same faith that lived in Abraham and Moses, and it is the same faith that will live in our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and in the hearts of every believer that will follow us until the day Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The nature of faith doesn't change. The way of salvation doesn't change. The object of hope doesn't change. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Can you try to put yourself for a moment into the mind of the writer to the Hebrews? Try to put yourself into his mind and think a moment from his perspective in history. From his perspective, yesterday may very well be a reference to the time of the Old Testament. Today is probably a reference to his own day, about 30 years or so after Jesus' ascension. And the word forever, that's a reference to our day and to the last day and to the eternal day to come. Yesterday and today and forever. These words place Jesus at the beginning of time and follow him into eternity. And they establish the gospel as the unchanging proclamation of salvation. Yesterday and today and forever. These words point to Jesus, his person and his work for us, a work that produces forgiveness and life and salvation. And so it is that as we begin another academic year, We proclaim nothing new. Rather, we build on the foundation that has already been built. We build on the same rock, the same Savior, as those who have gone before us. And those who are still to come, they will not need to adjust to a new gospel or a new understanding of Jesus. No, the church, trusting in the promises of God about salvation in Jesus, is also the same yesterday and today and forever. So a new academic year begins. How are you feeling? You who are first-year students are beginning a pretty important time in your life, a momentous time, we could say, a time during which you are going to be formed as pastors or deaconesses, teachers, missionaries. It would not be surprising if you were just a little apprehensive. Or if you think about these corona times in which we live, you might wonder how you're going to navigate the troubled waters ahead. Some of you may have financial difficulties. With some, there may be trouble in the marriage. There could be financial troubles or a dying parent. The world in which we live is often called a veil of tears. So much hardship. So many troubles. But you know what? We have something unprecedented. Something that has never been found in any of the other religions of this world. Something that the philosophies of this world throughout all history have not even come close to producing. We have Jesus, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. And so we confess, in thine arms I rest me. Foes who would molest me cannot reach me here. Though the earth be shaking, every heart be quaking, Jesus calms my fear. Lightnings flash and thunders crash, yet though sin and hell assail me, Jesus will not fail me. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.